Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Well, we welcome you back to Cabot, Arkansas. We're now on the postgame show. We're going to give away the Dewey and Sons Plumbing Players of the Game. We're going to give it to Anna Grace Foreman in the girls' game. And on the boys' side, I believe we're going to go with Wyatt Gilbert, finishing with 14 points on the evening. So, a couple stats for you. First for the Bombers, as Wyatt Gilbert leading the way with 14 points. Good night by him. Matt Jones with 5 points. Abe Crawford finishing with 6. Seth Harris finished with 4. Adam Sorrell put 5 in the book. Nick McGee had 7 points all in the second quarter. Ben Bryant came in the ball game with a 3. Dylan Powell had a layup. He finished with 2. And Duncan Conley finished with 2. 9 different Bombers scoring on the evening. And we had the other side, the Cabot Panthers. Rosebaum finished with 1 point, 4 points. He hit that 3 from half court at the buzzer. Tonneson finished with 3. Braden Roberts with 4 threes tonight, finished with 12 points. Jordan Rainey, quiet night, had 3. Wesley Vaught finished with 11. Jacob Hudson with 7. Seth Vance with 16. They didn't score tonight. Muse with 12 points. So that now got the score for the Cabot Panthers. Once again, final score of this ball game: Cabot winning 72-49. It will send the Bombers to the third place game. That game will take place on June 5th, 101.7. Through that, it is the 2:30 game. That game will take place before the Lady Bomber Championship game, as they take on the host team, Cabot Panthers, at 4 o'clock. The people mostly in the athletic director Mitch Husker and Matt Martin. That's going to be post game. We'll bring both those games here on Classic Hits 101.7 tomorrow afternoon. Once again, the Bombers will play at 2:30. Opponent to be determined. And the Lady Bombers will take on the Cavaliers Panthers tomorrow at 4. For producer back in the studio, I'm Dylan Conley, wishing you a good rest of your evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. And this game has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Harvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, as Dylan Connolly said, the girls will move on to the championship game tomorrow, and that will be scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. And then the boys will play for the consolation prize after that game at 5:30 tomorrow evening. So be sure to stick around and stay tuned for that. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Have a great night.